We are walking the line here on the WEEI Afternoon Show, and apparently when you sit in this big chair, you just let it breathe a little longer. Now, and I felt my inner Greg Hill just coming through. It was like, let it breathe. Let Johnny speak. Johnny's the man. Let him go. Cash. That's good stuff. That's
good heartburn?
That was good stuff. Oh, I don't have heartburn.
That's Johnny Cash.
That's what
Johnny,
I said.
I mean, Johnny Cash, there's no, even the worst Johnny Cash, which there is no such thing. There's
none.
Only great Johnny Cash. It's all top shelf. I mean, When the Man Comes Around, one of my top 10 song.
Well, Boy Named Sue has generally been my favorite song of all time. I don't know when I first heard it, but since I was a little kid, which is weird because it's not like I grew up with a weird name and somehow connected to it and felt this unique interpretation of it. It's just a good song. And then he's got that, you know what people don't listen to enough? And Stiz, you should look this up because I know you're a budding
covers.
Christmas guy.
Yep.
Some of those, but he has a Christmas song is probably a bit much. It's one of those like spoken word type things about how they grew up so poor and like didn't have anything for Christmas. And my wife despises it, and I love it. When it comes on my like playlist for Christmas, she gets so angry, but it's so good.
Okay, and that tracks completely because at some point or another during the show, I was going to ask you, but you have outed yourself previously or just described yourself as frugal, if not thrifty.
Absolutely.
You've said cheap, but I like rebranding cheap in a positive way. We're all past positive here on the Afternoon Show and on the Six Rings postgame and pod. So I like to think frugal, resourceful, thinking of a future where you'll have money in your pocket as opposed to just living in the now.
Mm.
I was going to ask you, you know, if you had...
No.
Because I haven't either. I haven't turned the heat on yet.
I knew what you were going to ask. We've done so many shows together, I didn't need to hear him ask the question.
November 1st.
Have you turned your heat on yet? Absolutely not. It's hoodie season. It's blanket season. Put something extra on. Get your sweatpants out the drawer and do all of that. It's way too early.
Layer up, mofos.
Exactly. Stiz,
sorry.
We're shooting for Thanksgiving. I shoot for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Not only do we get
Holy
a turkey
smokes,
that day,
bro.
But we get heat.
Tonight,
it truly is a day to be thankful.
I saw on the weather this morning. Tonight's dropping down to like low 30s.
Okay. And? You got walls, right? There's insulation in those walls. You got a bed. You got a blanket.
You see
right?
what I get paid? I live in a box.
Well, double up the box tonight.
I'm on Styro Drive.
Find another refrigerator box.
But no, I absolutely have not turned the heat on yet. And it has been a little chilly at night, but you'll get over it. We're all tough
human beings.
Don't
though, with your wife. Your wife being upset, like, yeah, of course you like the one where Johnny Cash is talking about not having much. And you're like, look at this bounty of things we have. We have wool socks. We have hoodies. We got his promos at the radio station. Come on, layer up, people.
I'll even pay for a hot chocolate if you want. I bought a case of them at BJ's, so you're ready to get a hot chocolate if you need a little something to warm you from the inside. But what would warm you from the inside, Patriots fans? Would it be a win on Sunday, Wembley Stadium, over the Jaguars to improve to 2-5 on the season, but in doing so, hurting your chances at the number one overall pick in April? Or would you rather... They put up a fight, good fight, maybe come up a little short, make some plays, but Trevor Lawrence and company, Doug Peterson, steal the win. Let's look at the text line before we get to the calls, and we are coming to you, 617-779-7937. Andy, this is from the 401. I'm torn, 50-50. I want to win, but I wouldn't mind a good draft pick. I'm conflicted. It's like asking a child to choose an adult during a divorce. LMFAO.
Oh, I'm not going. Wait.
I'm not
are
sure that's an LMFAO.
Are we? No, there is never an LMFAO.
I made that kid pick an adult.
are we really saying that this is now the Sophie's Choice of Patriots Nation?
Yeah, and we may have this choice a few more times as the season rolls on, but it's the
probably.
First and strongest of Sophie's choices. It is a split. We want the Pats to lose. We need the picks. I really want Travis Hunter. There was a couple on the text line that wanted to see the victory. And now we will go to the phone lines to hear from the people, 617-779-7937. We'll start things off with Ryan in Boston. And I'm trying to click. Okay, not Ryan. We're going to Rob. Okay, Stiz, can you pot these up? Apparently we do need Harkand around here. I don't know how to do the freaking call screener. Because there it is. Rob taking it to the airs for the first caller. Now I learned how to use the call screener. I'm really advancing here at WEEI. Rob, what do you think about this game Sunday? Do you want the Patriots to win or lose?
Well, tanking is for losers. I totally want them to win. Okay. I think they should win the best. And the other big concern I have, take a look at Carolina. What have they ever done? They've been in the top of the draft for years, and they still stink. I think you need to build a winning mentality. And my other concern is, do you trust the Patriots in being able to draft, right? So I don't even know if I trust them to be doing a free agency. So that's my biggest concern.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for the call. And I think that is a massive question that we will touch on moving forward. If you did get the number one pick, or whatever, you get a top five pick, and you have $130 million, and you have extra picks, do you trust them to make the selection? Because one game in, I think we all feel pretty good about the Drake May era. Is that correct, Fitzy?
Oh, the era itself, questionable still. That's a TBD. Drake May, absolutely.
Yeah, but,
the player
so the
itself,
pick.
But it's all going to be dependent upon the team around him, Andy.
Well, see, I disagree with that. I think if he's what I think he is, it isn't dependent on the team around him. Because you know what? The team has changed around Josh Allen in Buffalo for many years. And you know what has been consistent? He wins the division. He looks down upon the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Patriots. That's what franchise quarterbacks do. Patrick Mahomes, I know he's a budding goat out there in Kansas City. He wins. It's not pretty. But how many losses does he have, Fitzgerald, this season?
He's got zero on the season, which is the same number of touchdown passes he's thrown the last couple of weeks. However,
winning
this
matters.
Is not a shot at Patrick Mahomes. This ain't me. This isn't Mahomes catching strays or me hating on the best quarterback in the league right now. This is about the infrastructure that those players either were drafted into or that they put together around him. That was a playoff caliber team that Patrick Mahomes was chosen to play on when he sat behind Alex Smith all year. The Buffalo Bills had a number of draft picks that they stockpiled over the years so they could build a quality team around Josh Allen. Listen, prime Josh Allen, prime Tom Brady, prime Patrick Mahomes, prime Otto Graham, prime anybody is not going to win a whole hell of a lot of football games on this roster right now. Hate to say it.
Well, the roster right now. So you're making my point, right. And I appreciate that, Fitzgerald, because you want draft picks. You want the best players possible to join this roster next March and April, and therefore you should be rooting for the Patriots to lose to the Jaguars. We've actually had one creative thinker on the text line, which isn't all that creative, but the 413, how about a tie? Wouldn't the European fans, the UK Patriots fans, wouldn't the global audience for breakfast on NFL Network love to watch a 1-5 Patriots team tie a 1-5 Jaguars team? What do you think of that?
That would be thoroughly unsatisfactory.
Yeah, that would.
Nobody wants to end in a tie. Please, no, life is not. I mean, life is all about navigating and trafficking in the gray. But nobody wants the game itself to mirror the skies above Wembley Sunday. Hell no. I want a definitive winner as well.
And
also,
a loser.
By the way, and a loser. I'd say the only loser is going to be somebody who's afraid of betting on this game because the over-under is 42.5. They might score that many points in the first half.
Wow, you are really confident about the over.
I am
super confident.
I am considering actually funding the app, not just rolling with what I have in there, but funding the app and getting after this one Sunday.
Those poor kids of yours, college fund, gone. Daddy had a feeling. He was hooked on a feeling in London. By 12:30 on Sunday.
Remember how I told you that your grandfather, R.I.P., was kicked out of the house for gambling and had to move to Quincy by himself back in the 80s? What if your dad said he wanted to do a really broad invitation?
That would be terrible. 617-779-7937. Now that I know how to use the call screener, I'm going to go to Ryan and get his thoughts on the Patriots and Sunday's game against the Jags. Ryan, what's up?
Great. Thanks, guys. Hey, Fitzy, big fan of yours.
Hey, thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, Andy, big fan of yours, too. Man. You're awesome.
Andy, you know how I feel about you, bro. You know how I feel about you. I call all the time. With that being said, listen, I want a good pick, but the Patriots offensive line woes have survived three iterations of this afternoon show. But when I mention that, I say that they can't draft. They need a wide receiver. So, to me, Andy, I called last week and I said, hey, I don't like the guy personally. I think he's a bit of a malcontent. But I said, why don't you pick up the phone? You call the Raiders. You see what you can give him for Devontae.
Yep.
Now, that's washed ashore. That's gone. Now you see this arms race that's going on in the AFC East. You have the young kid. So if it's me, you watch the rest of the league. You see that there's a bit of trouble in grunge paradise over in Seattle. Maybe you call Seattle and say, hey, what's it going to take for DK? Mm-hmm. Short contract, expires in 2025. You lock him up, 165, I don't know, 110 guaranteed for like 6 years or something. I don't see the trouble.
Ryan, thanks for the call. And I don't see the problem with your plan because I like it. And when we talk at 345 with Adam Schefter, We are going to ask him about the potential for the Patriots. Now, I was thinking more T. Higgins. If the Bengals lose a couple more games, could T. Higgins?
Would you and T. Higgins get a room? Jeez.
I would love to get a room in the Gillette Stadium area with T. Higgins because it means he came to this area. He's on the Patriots, so I'd be happy to get a room with that man. Anyway, we will ask Adam Schefter about that at 3:45. Could the Patriots get in on one of these receivers because Gerard Mayo said they were not in on Devontae Adams. They were not in on Amari Cooper. That those teams trading for those guys are in a different point in their cycle, I think is the word he used, for those players. And I agree with him. I think, Fitzy, I'm surprised I didn't see you tweet this because I saw all you people go down this line of thinking. Drake,
holy smokes, man. What? It's the us against them. Like, what? You're like... Fear turns to evil. Evil, like, you've gone full dark side in the afternoon now, you people.
No. It's just this balance I have to live. When Arcand is in this chair, I have to be positive because he is the most negative person I've ever met. He was all over how bad the roster is. He didn't enjoy Drake May's Sunday debut, all of that. But when I'm on with you, sometimes I need to balance it out with a little, I call it objectivity, not negativity, but they both end in ivity, like nativity, and Christmas is coming with eggnogs. Stiz likes that.
All right, focus. I'm impressed.
Yeah, sorry. So what was I talking about? What was I going to tell you? you distracted me by telling me I was negative. You people, oh, that's right. You there people were tweeting that Drake May was so impressive in his debut that two teams ahead of the Patriots in the division had to run out and get star number one receivers because they were so scared of what the Patriots are going to be in the coming weeks, months, and years.
That is clicktivation 101.
You like it? You like it?
That's pounding. That's thumping your chest just for fun when no one else is around and everyone knows you're the skinniest kid in gym class.
Fitzy 101.
The reality, but that's, I used to do that back when we didn't have to live in reality. Reality is now that the Patriots have no business thumping any part of anything except... maybe the post-game buffet after they lose another tough one by 10 at Gillette. Andy, we both know this. Come on. That's having fun or trying to strike up a little conversation on social media.
We need fun in Patriot Nation right now.
We do, but the reality is Buffalo wants to win this division. The Jets obviously are in turmoil, 2-4 now. There's absolutely no chemistry between us. Aaron Rodgers and anyone on that roster except for Lazard, so they go out and get his previous boo and Devontae Adams, a move everyone could have seen coming. The Bills, Shakir's good, gets hurt. Keon Coleman is going to take a while to develop, so they want to try to get something resembling a wide receiver one to balance out an offense that now largely is powered by the rushing attack. This makes sense because the AFC is wide open right now. Absolutely wide open. Good for them for creating an arms race. Let them all chase all the assets, spend their future while the Patriots quietly build towards a better 25, likely 26 and 27.
That voice you hear, according to the Twitch chat, is Nick Fitzy Stevens, who kind of looks like an aged rock star in the chat right now, which I don't disagree with. You got a little aged rock star. You got a little Count Dracula, Count Chocula going on. You got a few different things going on with the hair. But you do look good. You cleaned up for the show. Filling in for Christian Arcand, who's a little under the weather today. Here on WEEI Afternoons, we are asking a simple question. Patriots fans, do you want the Patriots to win on Sunday to feel better about yourself and the culture? Or would you like to pile up another loss, which may help you secure the number one pick in April's draft to secure better players? 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. We got EJ in the car and the rest of you joining the conversation next.